Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is Amy, and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. Waiting for my co-host Andrew to join us, and we will be discussing some topics of the day, and then we will be giving readings. So hopefully everyone is having a good week and enjoying their summer. We're almost to the middle of summer. Time just goes for not being any time. The time just seems to go so quickly. So hopefully you're getting a chance to take some time off from work and relax and go to some of places that you hold special. Unlike so many other countries, We don't take as much vacation as other countries do, which I think is really a shame. And then we take working vacations, and then we bring our cell phones with us. Very hard for us as a culture to unplug, but it's just so rewarding when we finally do get the time. Now, Andrew's having some blog talk issues. If you can just hold on one second, I'm just going to try to give him a plan B. of course, since Blog Talk's so highly sorry, one second. I'm just talking to Andrew. We'll get him there. Let's see what he's got to say here. So anyway, as I was saying, try to take some time to unplug, because I think that when we do, we have a greater opportunity to just experience things a little. The wonders of nature, human interaction, you know, the millions of miracles and the millions of messages that Spirit sends to us on a daily basis. And again, there's a time for everything. So hopefully everyone this summer will find some time to unplug and experience some magic. Well, I've found Andrew, and I'm going to unmute. Andrew, is that you?
Yeah, I'm here.
Great.
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry about that. I was having... had some problems trying to dial in and get the show started. It kept blocking me.
Yeah, that was something. Yeah, because I already had started the show. So anyway, we're good.
Although before when I said I was dialing in, it wasn't accepting it at all. Then since someone else had the show started, okay.
Well, you're here now. I was just killing a few minutes of time talking about the importance of unplugging. We're so dependent on technology. You know, sit there and at the dinner table, we just, you know, we text the people on the other side of the room. But I was just talking about summer and vacation and the importance of taking some time away from the computer, away from Facebook, and dare I say, away from Blog Talk Radio and Psychics Going Wild. We'll still be here next week. Do you have anything to share about the value of unplugging and some experiences that you've had when maybe your cell phone was dead, or you couldn't, or you were up in the mat, you know, there was no service or something like that? Do you have anything to share?
Yeah, I've been spending some time in an area where my phone and internet service doesn't work too well, and I used to worry about that a lot, trying to get back in and connect with the outside world, but then I come to find out with a lot of things going on, it's sometimes best just to relax and stay unplugged from the rest of the world so you can relax, time to yourself, and just meditate or just get back in tune with things, because sometimes when you worry about something so unimportant, as much as that can be, you tend to fret over things you don't need to, and then little things will come along the way and really upset you, and then when something that's not even that big of a deal or matter, you blow up right there, and it's nothing, not that big of a deal when you are worried about something you really can't control or shouldn't really be worried about.
Oh, my God, yes, and that's exactly it. When you get someplace and you can't, I can't get on the Internet, I can't get on the Internet, you know, it's like the world is going, you know, we have become so dependent on it, and like everything is a blessing and a curse. You know, the Internet has brought us the ability to create communities and the ability to find like-minded people all across the globe and share ideas and things like that. But then at the same time, it has cut us off from, you know, nature. I live oceanfront, and, you know, some days I'll be sitting there just looking at my ocean. It's all 50 steps away, just tethered to the computer, just waiting, anxiously awaiting for some, you know, message. So it's real, like everything, it's really important to find balance. And I can so relate to what you shared about the domino effect of not getting your way, you know. I have no cell phone service. I can't get on the internet. And then everything becomes an emergency. And we always forget that, you know, there are very few accidents. And if we can't get on the internet, we're probably not supposed to be on internet in that particular moment of time. But we don't immediately remember that. And the laws of, you know, the counter law of the law of attraction seems to come into play. Once we make our mind up that we've been denied something, we will continue to perpetrate that lie until we're ready to change our mind.
Exactly. And sometimes when you, this is just general, sometimes when you lie enough or lie too much, you start to begin your own lies and forgot the truth to even begin with. And then when you get to that point,
yes,
you're in a bad position.
Humans do that. I am reading, and if you guys have not read this book yet, I would recommend it highly. It's called The Afterlife of Billy Fingers, and it's a woman, Annie Kagan, whose brother was a heroin addict and lived a very reckless, very full, but very reckless life and died. He was hit by a car, and he started visiting his sister, who was not a medium or he's a chiropractor. So, started telling her stuff. And it's just a magical book. She has a beautiful Facebook page, and she's on a lot of different radio shows. So even if you don't have the resources to buy the book, or you've got too many books in your bookshelf to read already, there's a chapter you can download, and you can just subscribe to her Facebook page, and she does a wonderful job of keeping it up to date. She said humans tell themselves lies, and they repeat it until they believe it. They repeat it until they believe it. And it's just so, you know, to see it all the time, and it's like, you know, it's just silly human tricks. That's what we do as humans, and, you know, we're going to, all of us are going to continue to do that. But the moment, you know, if we can just stop ourselves and even just laugh at it, and, you know, even if we can just stop in the middle of that moment and just laugh at our human and our at our humanness, like, you know, like a circus animal doing a silly trick, it can just lighten the mood and give you the opportunity to change your mind, because it is just what we do. We just tell ourselves things over and over and over again until we believe it. So anyway, do you have anything, usually the format of the show is we chat it up for about a half hour about different things, and then we'll go on and give some readings. Anything exciting or newsworthy happened to you since the last time we talked last Wednesday?
Yep. Actually, I just started massage therapy school.
Wow. Fabulous.
Yeah. I have been waiting a long time for this, because I'm going through the VA. I had to wait for a school to start up at the right time, and then had to get the authorization certificate through the VA. It's just been a mess after mess after mess. But now I'm in, and I started Monday, and it's been really awesome since then. The way it works out is how my day mostly goes. In the morning, we do book work, discussion, lectures from 8:30 to about 1:45 in the afternoon. Then from 1:45 till 5 o'clock, we're giving and receiving massages, practicing on each other all afternoon. Can't complain. It's awesome.
Wow. That's fantastic. You know, I keep forgetting that a very important part of your story, and that is that you are a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious as to how you feel, you know, because we have so many veterans coming back, young boys, and so many are coming, you know, one of my hospice patients explained it to me, you know, like in Vietnam, they just killed you, but, you know, in this war, come back blown up and traumatized by what they experienced. And it seems that the VA, you know, just like they drag their feet in giving you your student loan money, drag their feet on everything. Do you envision them embracing some of these alternative modalities, such as Reiki and meditation and things like that, you know, in treating, you know, some of the returning veterans?
Yeah, actually, just from my own study, I'm not going to go too much just from what I'm learning in my class so far, is that they are seeing a wide spectrum on how massage therapy or therapeutic massage has actually helped people as preemptive treatment to prevent the needs for surgery. As we all know, if a doctor cuts you open and treats something that way, fine, good, it's a quick fix, but you are forever changed. You won't operate in the same parameters. You won't operate like a knee replacement, hip replacement, shoulder replacement. I have come to find out through my own instructors and other massage therapists who have come through to talk to us that this is a really good remedy to use to prevent the needs for surgery. Where Reiki does energy healing, it also helps treat emotional distress. As we all know, those emotional distress will cause physical ailments. Before I even got into this class, I thought massage therapy was, you know, an extra therapy, something fun, like going to a spa. It's therapeutic, it's help, it's relaxing, but there wasn't much guidance. I didn't know it was a requirement. However, massage therapy is dictated under medical boards. When I get licensed in the state of Tennessee, I am classified in a group of health professionals. I am licensed. And under malpractice laws, I am covered by them as well. So we have to be licensed. We're actually therapeutic on a medical end. It's not just, oh, you're going to go to a spa and have someone rub you down. There's a point behind it. There's reactions to it, like reflexology, deep tissue massage. There's all different kinds of massages and treatments under massage therapy. It's kind of like saying I'm a Reiki master. But there are so many different forms of Reiki that falls under it, it's hard to name it all. There's so many different massage therapy treatments that can help and turn people around to help their body to heal and give the flow of energy. Even talk about Reiki in some of the work we're doing, where the class knows I'm deal with energy work, and the teacher actually talks about how Reiki attributes to massage therapy. And then I also come to find out later that how chiropractics actually stem from Reiki. I'll touch base, it's probably a little off topic, but this is the exam on how everything falls in place and how it's all a different spectrum of treatment. Chiropractic was invented by a guy named D.D. Palmer. You'll have to forgive me on the time frame that he did it. But Reiki is known to adjust your seven chakras to help realign your physical body and move your energy around, adjust your seven chakras, get the energy in its right space. The muscles will lose its tension and the bones will go back to its natural form where it's supposed to. Chiropractic was actually invented to adjust the physical body to help realign your energy. So it's the vice versa side of Reiki. I didn't know that not until a couple weeks ago, and I have a close friend of mine who is a chiropractor, and he even told me that was true, that he's surprised that I know. I was always curious why he had all this energy working, Reiki books, like a lot of stuff I've learned as I was growing. He found out what I was doing, and he just started handing me books. Like, why do you have these? I didn't know. He never told me. Now I know why. Because a lot of chiropractic practices are based off Reiki. On the physical aspect, trying to adjust the physical body to help realign your body's energy or chakras.
Yeah, that really makes an enormous amount of sense. And, you know, it's just a wonderful reminder that everything is related. And, you know, it just seems to me that there's so much benefit could come from using some of this energy work in healing people, just cost savings. It doesn't, the cost savings, not to mention the wear and tear on the body. You know, so many people, when they have surgery, there's so much pain involved and so much trauma, physical trauma involved to the body. And then they introduce dangerous narcotics and, it just could become a very slippery slope. So it's really exciting to hear that you are taking your Reiki a step further. Or, I know my Reiki teacher is a massage therapist, and he, most of his classes are massage therapists who can take Reiki certifications for their massage therapy continuing education. So
exactly.
It's really exciting to think, you know, to think of all of these things as, you know, there's a lot of this stuff people, you know, truly, it's not just that it's not mainstream. A lot of people don't believe it. They don't believe in it. You know, they don't, whatever that means, they don't, you know, how can you not believe in something that is there? You know, you cannot, it cannot appeal to you, but I don't know that you can not, you know, and unfortunately if you do, you know, because thoughts are so powerful, if you don't believe in it, you can not get the benefits of it, because your energy, you will hold on to that thought and deny your body, and deny your body healing. But I really think that, so that's exciting. So how long is the course?
12 weeks around, it's accelerated, should be done approximately around October, early November-ish. And then I go on to my state testing, go from there.
Fabulous, fabulous. It sounds really exciting. So we've got several people in the queue, and also the stream is telling me we only have 38 minutes left. This is supposed to be an hour and a half long show. And for those of you who are called in, the show will continue as long as we stay on. But you're going to have to, you know, you're going to have to be dialed in to continue to hear this. So I guess what we should do, because there have been some people who have been holding for quite some time, unless you've got anything else to share, maybe we'll move along to the callers. I'm starting to see a whole bunch. Your fan club must be calling, because all the people who are calling in right now, that we've gotten a bunch of calls from your same area code, which Misty's manning or womaning the chat room, and she has so graciously put in your contact information, so your email address and the phone number to reach you at. Is there, and then you also have two Facebook pages, right? So you have your practice Facebook page. So if you would like to talk to Andrew a little bit more about healing, make sure you contact him. And Misty, thank you so much for taking the time to put that information there. So I'm going to go to our first caller, which is area code 229. Area code 229, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, sure. Glad to help. How can we help? Who are we speaking to?
Yes, my name is Melvin. And
hi, Melvin. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
What did you say?
I said I'm calling out of Georgia.
Oh, out of Georgia. Okay. I'm right down the
yes,
street
ma'am.
In Florida. So anyway, how can we help you tonight, Melvin?
First, I want to make a comment about the healing and, you know, with back pain and all of that, because the fact that I do have a really bad bulging disc in my lower back, in my my area of my L5 and all the way down to the tailbone area. And it's been bothering me since 2007. I failed. And also, when I did fall, in my C1, C2 vertebrae in my neck on the right side, it's been pain every day. I don't want to have surgery, but I do need to go see a chiropractor or some kind of Reiki master that can, you know, heal my body, because it's really breaking me down. From doing the things I do, because I am a football coach, and it really limited my limitations. Because right now I work at a hospital at night, and this stooping, bending, and even doing things lifting, and that's where I need help at. But I just wanted to make a comment about that. I was like, whoa, this is the right show to call into tonight.
We're so glad you called. Yeah, pain is just such an my husband, who is deceased, suffered from horrible pain, and it ended up killing him, because he got leukemia, and the hospital put him, he had been medicating his pain with cannabis, which, you know, it may or may not be possible because of your job situation, but it was effective. But then he went into the hospital for leukemia, and they put him on OxyContin and stuff. If there is a devil, it is in the form of that pill. It just is so addictive, and you build up such a tolerance so quickly. So we're going. Drew, I'm going to let you go first, since this sounds like it's up your alley, and then I'm going to stop babbling, and I'll follow up with a reading. But I'm going to let you go first.
All right, no problem. I do have one suggestion for you. You were looking for a Reiki practitioner in your area. Go online to Reiki.org. Put your zip code in, and it'll give you a list of certified listed Reiki masters with that organization. That's the only Reiki webpage that I know that I could really attest to. Go to Reiki.org. It's R-I-K-I.org, and you'll find a list of certified Reiki practitioners and or Reiki masters who are also certified and will teach Reiki. It's to help you understand. So if you're looking for treatment first, go to that webpage, put your zip code in, give you information about what Reiki is, how it works, what it does for you, the pros and cons of having it. The pros are longer than the cons. Find someone in your area. Talk to them. They'll set the rate if there is one. The webpage will not speak on a set rate because every individual practitioner has a different level and will charge a different amount per their degree and their experience. So I can't say how much it will cost you, but that's a step in the right direction.
Okay, thank you. I sure will.
Now,
I will do that, yes.
About your bulge disc, what I'm getting here from, you said you've been having that problem since 2007. My phone was cutting out earlier. I'm trying to get the time frame that you had said.
Yes, Well, actually,
okay. You
know, it was re-injured because it started like in 2001.
The reason why I'm saying... bulge disc, you're fine, we're getting a delay. The bulge disc, what it's basically telling me, or what I'm getting from you, is the way you get injuries, we all have an energy field, an aura around us. When you become depressed, upset, or you start facing hate and anger into yourself, your energy starts to get weak. Your soul is waiting for you to wake up and realize what you're doing. And after a while, when it doesn't realize what it's doing, your body, the aura, is trying to fight off that negative energy that not only you're taking in from other people, but you're putting into yourself. And then it gives up and it gets weak. Then you're more susceptible to injuries, illness. Your immune system is greatly attached to your energy, your aura. If your energy is weaker, you can get sicker quicker and longer. Or you're more susceptible to some kind of injury. The herniated disc or slip disc, it's bulging. This is telling me self-doubt issues, anger and aggression, not mostly towards other people, because events and things that have transpired in your life, you're holding within from blowing out on other people. That disc is about to blow because of all that anger you're holding into yourself from your wife probably cheated on you, a girlfriend left you, don't know why, no answers to something. These are things that you could do to yourself to hold in this anger. Lack of understanding is also something else. If you're in a communication problem with someone in your family, sit down with them, talk. If you got ill blood between someone that's really close to you, work that out, because you're holding something in that's causing that back to the energy disalign. And then if it's already in a weakened state, you fall on your tailbone and snap it, or that injury, that percussion will travel back up the spine. The minute it hits that weak point energy, it's going to blow right there. It won't travel the way it's supposed to. So that's basically what you're facing right now. Amy, did you have anything else as far as you wanted to do a reading for him too?
Okay.
Yes, I got that, you know, and I'm not saying that our bodies are, and our lives are a representation of our physical selves, our emotional selves, and our spiritual selves. And I got the same message, and it's reinforced. I'm using angel cards, and the first card I got, which is the overall theme of your present circumstances, is saying that you're not quite ready to give this pain up. There's something inside you that's saying you deserve this pain. This pain is familiar to you, incorporated it into you've incorporated it into your personality. I'm not saying you made it up. I'm not saying that, you know, you did this on purpose, like some sort of insurance. You know, nobody would do this, but the card is really saying that the conditions are not favorable right now for you to give this pain up. So what I strongly urge you to do is focus on your higher energies. It's a great a great thing that you can do, you know, certainly meditation is a fabulous tool, but for you're not ready for a meditation, don't have time for meditation, if you can just get in the habit when you're driving down the road or, you know, when you're when you've got some time, is practice breathing in through your third eye, which is the center of your forehead, and out through your heart and in again, and create a cycle. This is going to raise your vibration. It's going to get you in touch with your spiritual guides and those people who truly are, you know, we cannot get love. We can get, you know, sex from people with body. We can get attention. We can get a whole bunch of things from people, but we really can't get love because we're just all so broken and our society is so broken. Everyone is too tired to give love, but we can get love from our, so this exercise that I just speak of will help you connect with the higher beings, your angels, if you're, practice a religion, you know, God and Jesus or whoever, it's just going to get you in touch with people who, entities that truly, truly can provide unconditional love. Because if you've got a body, you cannot, we all just have too many conditions at this stage of the game to provide any kind of unconditional love to another person. And I think as you do that, you'll be able to slough off some of this calcification of your heart that is playing a role in this physical pain. There's something about your pain that there's something about your past that's connected to your pain, and that you feel that you deserve it. So if you're not, and this will help you be able to change the energy around that injury. Not saying that it will go away, but once you start doing that and you change the energy around it, you will be much more, the treatment that you get from chiropractor or Reiki practitioner or something like that is going to be much more effective. The second card that I pulled really, and I hadn't even looked at it yet, it's just reinforcing what I said, is as soon as you ask the angels, and the angels just mean, you know, all the entities that I was talking about before, you know, the people without body, you know, when you go to heaven and nature instead of it for assistance, they are on your side. They have answers, and they will carry you. Also, the cards are saying trust your gut more. You are very intuitive. You are very intuitive. You are very astute. And again, pain can dull our senses, and we can stop trusting ourselves when we are in pain. We just, you know, we are ruled by our pain. We begin to worship our pain because this is all encompassing. But also try to, you know, again, I gave you that one exercise about breathing in through your third eye and out through your heart and getting the vibrations higher. But also when you're making a decision, whether it's a practitioner that you're going to go to, or just really start trusting your gut, try to cordon off the part of your body that's in pain and honor it and say, yeah, it's in pain. I'm not making that up. That's in pain. But there are other parts of you that are in working order, and don't let the pain take over those other parts of you. And one of that is your intuition. So if you could begin to pay more attention to your gut, pay more attention to hunches and things like that, that's going to do two things. It's going to sort of tell your pain that, sorry, but you're not the freaking guru of this whole show here. You're just a part of it. The pain will have to, you know, the pain will be forced to go on the back burner. And the final card is just saying, be patient and loving with yourself. This isn't like tomorrow you have to get up and just start breathing and trusting your gut and telling your pain to go fuck itself or whatever. Just be patient with yourself. Slow, steady progress towards these things, see what works, see what doesn't work. Again, going back to trusting your gut and it will free you from pain, but it will take away the bondage of the pain, because the pain's trying to block your soul, but your soul is your soul is fine, and your soul is where your intuition comes from. So just pay more attention to the center of your gut, your heart, and the center of your forehead. Those places particularly pull strength from there, and as guides are telling me that it's going to be slow, but you've got what it takes to do it, and it will diminish the bondage of this pain. So, Andrew, do you have anything to add?
No, that's basically the only thing I was getting at, what I felt.
Yeah, well, we so appreciate you calling. I mean, this is, you know, when people just call up and they're like, my boyfriend's mad at me. It's like, you know what? Everyone's boyfriend's mad at you. You know, this isn't really a, you know, but when you're calling about something, you know, I just really am honored that you would trust us with something. And of course, we're not doctors, and you know, we're not doctors, and we're not even trying to pretend to be doctors, and this is not a replacement for medical help, but it's just some suggestions that will complement the medical help that you get. And I'm just so appreciative that you called with something so, you know, something that's so important and something that's so dear to my heart, which is pain, because it really is what caused my husband's premature death. So it means a lot to me that you called tonight.
Okay, and I thank you all so much. And I thank you for the great reading, both of you all. And I also, you know, was, you know, when Andrew was speaking about, you know, he finally went back to school and it was a rough road. And I promise you, I thought he was talking to me, because that, you know, I'll tell you, this is the perfect time to call in tonight. And
you're here for a reason.
Yes, sir. And you know, I'm a senior in college, and I ran out of funds, and I'm a veteran, U.S. Marine veteran. And I ran out of tuition, and I have 8 classes remaining, and I'm having panic attacks because the semester starts on the 14th of next month, and I've got to find me a scholarship or a grant to help me with this high pace, to get back in school.
And have you been back to the VA?
Yes, sir, but I'm not service connected.
Never mind.
Yeah.
That's another option.
Yeah, and that's what really messed me up with the GI Bill. But my basically question, I wanted to ask that, if I can. I know you have other callers, about do you all see me in school next month? Seeing any funding coming in for me to pay the college?
Amy?
Well, I'm going back to these cards that I pulled before, and it says patience. I don't think that you are going to get all the money you need, but you are going to to get some, you are going to get some of the money.
Okay.
How much of the money you get, again, is going to be, it's going to come from sources that just need to be, it's very hard to talk to people about money and needing money, but it's going to come from an likely source, and it's going to come from you being open and honest about your situation. So urge you to go to the financial aid office and hopefully speak to someone different. You know, hopefully you can get there in person and explain your story, be as honest as possible about the full story. And I feel that some of the money is going to come, but it's going, you know, because there's also the patience card here that's saying that it's going to be a little slower, But the slowness of it is going to, there's never any accidents, just like there was no accident that you called in tonight. There's never, you know, if it's going to go slow right now, it's got to go slow right now because you need to focus on your health or you need to do not, while it's very easy to get discouraged, it's very, you know, very, very easy to get discouraged. Do not let it get you discouraged. Just look at it as an opportunity to focus on your health situation, and look for alternative sources. There's a lot of alternative sources of funding. Little $1,500, sometimes only $500, $1,000 scholarships, and it will give you time to reach out to some of those. So, and if you look at us, if you find us, our contact information on the Psychics Gone Wild website, and you contact me in my email, I will send you some of the information that I have, because I have throughout time been pretty successful in finding people little tiny bits of money, never any big windfall, but little tiny bits of money for school. So if you go to the Psychics Gone Wild page and contact me, or it's in the chat room if you're logged in, it's A. Kavanaugh, CPC, C as in cat, P as in Peter, C as in cat, at gmail.com. I can't promise anything, but I will send you my resources. And that's just one person. Just keep asking for help. Keep asking for help. Don't be proud. Don't be embarrassed. And keep asking for help. And it will, the more you ask the universe and then follow up with the legwork that you can do, which means asking people, the more you will, the faster you will be able to speed up time, because it is our free will that that speeds up time. But please call back again. We have several other callers that want to get to, but please, you know, we're here every night, you know, and certainly all of the psychics in the Psychic Gone Wild family would be more than happy to help with, you know, a situation, you know, help you with your situation and help you get in tune with your guide so that that you know where to go for answers. So please keep us posted, and thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, thank you all so much. God bless you all. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
You know, yes, ma'am, and I will send you an email. Yes, ma'am.
Please do, because I do have, I can send you some resource, you know, some, oops, and I disconnected him, but wow, that was really a powerful call. Now, I'm sorry, we've got 201, and 201's been holding for almost an hour. Are you still there?
I'm still here. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thanks for calling in, and thanks for your patience. How can we help you tonight?
I just want to know what you see with regards to the romance department.
Okay, hold one second here. I am going to try to, Andrew, can you extend the episode a little bit while you're doing that?
Yeah, I was trying to do that too. I don't know why it's not set for what's supposed to be. Okay, what was your question? Like I said, I'm in a bad spot, and it took me a while to even get dialed in. What was your question again?
No, what do you see with regards to the romance department for me?
Okay. All right, I'll do a general spread. Hold on one second. Do you have someone that you're talking to? I try to narrow this down just a little bit, so because if it's a general open question, it may not be exactly what you're looking for or enough help, basically. Are you talking to someone, or are you just kind of in limbo waiting to see if there's somebody there?
I met somebody, and I like him as a friend, but, you know, that's about it.
Okay. Let's see here. Basically, I'm just shuffling my cards. I'm going to go to the spirits and ask for general advice to see if you're ready or if you got the heart in the right spot, basically, to make sure that if you do make a connection or someone does come by, you will be ready, or steps to take for you to be ready, basically. All right. Okay, on this general three card spread here, the cards are basically telling me not right now. and probably not any time in the near future. And I'm only going to put this up for the 6 months. The first card I have here showing me the squash ceremonial. Your life at this particular point in time is kind of stagnant. Even if you met someone on a romantic sense, they would, not to say this, please don't take this wrong. I don't know any other way to word this, so I'm just going to be very blunt. They're going to see you kind of vanilla, everyday standard, boring, basically, that you find your own life to be somewhat boring. Not stagnant, not enough entertainment, excitement. You just kind of go through life saying, okay. Not enough pride in your day, and that's affecting you personally. And other people kind of see this from you, so they kind of share away from that, wondering if there's something upsetting you or they're upset and not want to upset you further because they're getting a bad read on you. They don't know how to take it or take you. It seems like you've gone through a rut right now, and the people that are around you have noticed a change in you, and you can't explain it yourself, and they're just more morally concerned. So that's why the cards are telling me not right now, and this is going to be up to a 6 months. So if you do meet someone, keep them as a close friend. Things can always change. Second one. Here, this card is also telling me of time frame. Okay, yeah, this issue that's coming up now that you're dealing with has been something coming up back and forth emotionally, probably off and on. I'd say every about 6 months you're dealing with something, or you're going through a change in 6 months, because what I'm seeing here is not, don't take this word to bad, the card's called the devil, it's inverted. The devil represents a time frame, usually, but here it's telling me of the sacred dance that's done between the man and the spirit world. Men and spirits, basically. It represents the sacred bond between the two. It shows here that you basically lost the sensual sense of yourself, your spiritual sense of yourself. You basically disconnected yourself from that because of your own self-view. Your sacral chakra might be off, and your solar plexus is definitely off. Solar plexus has to do with who you are and how you feel and view yourself, the display of your own power and your will. This seems to be closed off, and you seem to be inverted a lot right now, mostly concerned about who you are. The advice on here, Badger. This Badger is basically it's Lord of Knowledge. It's telling me it's an intelligent creature that can live on both the surface of the land and of the water as well. It's compatible in both. It's inverted to me, upside down, backwards. So it's showing me that you're not tapping into your true potential, that you need to do this more often. Find that happiness. Find that self-worth that's within yourself. That way you can tap into that other realm that you've had almost 6 months, maybe a year ago, that was making you happy. You lost sight of that. Grab it back. Because if you can't make yourself happy, then how are you going to make somebody else? In this particular position, and I'm not saying that you're going to do it, but this is normal what people do. If they feel depressed being alone, they're going to try to find happiness from somebody else when they can't make themselves happy. They're just going to be an emotional drain on that other person. That's where you get clinginess from some people, jealousy, because they've attached happiness to being around this person. But if that person isn't around, hanging out with friends, they get scared and worried and wondering, what are they doing to hurt my feelings? Should I protect myself? That's where that comes into play. But if you're in a relationship to where you can love and respect yourself and only having that partner to share life with, share the path that you're on with, and you can love yourself, you don't need them, but their love and their generosity is appreciated by you and it's reciprocated. That's one thing. But in this aspect, most people pull and pull and pull and can't give enough back because they're trying to lift themselves up with that love and that energy when they don't have their own to lift up on. Kind of see where I'm going with that?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Okay, so I'm trying to word it so I don't, because sometimes when I word things, I may offend someone because it might take it wrong.
Oh,
so
no,
I try to say, I don't mean any offense, but there's only very few words I know how to use because of what these cards are showing me. And I have been accused of being very blunt to people and being very rude. It's like, sorry, this is what I'm being told to tell you. And it's not me. It's nothing personal, but we can work on that.
No, I'm not offended at all.
All right, Amy,
yeah,
do you have anything
it's really
else?
It's really hard. Yeah, it's it's hard to give. We always want to give. A sugar-coated pretty reading, but when the cards and the energy don't point to that, then we're just not doing. Then we are, and there's so many,
you know, it's just important. The most important thing is truth. And I'm getting very, very similar pattern. But it's important to understand that even bad relationships are good relationships because God uses everything for good, and He uses it to teach us things. So I pulled a soulmate reading round of cards. The first card is the purpose or theme of this relationship, and it is to teach you self-forgiveness. And that really goes along with what Andrew was talking about. You really need to let go of old guilt or, you know, low self-esteem and these sort of things, because it is those energies that are attracting this type of relationship, and everything has a purpose. And the purpose of this relationship is to really give you an opportunity to do some cleansing of your of some of these old thought patterns that are no longer serving you. And And everyone wonders, like, why are all my relationships the same? Like, the people look different, but they feel exactly the same. And it's because of the energy that we use to attract these people. The challenge or influence card, the challenge of this relationship is to make a decision. Yeah, it's easy to stay in it's easy to get comfortable, even in less than what we want. And if you just listen to your intuition and make a decision about this, your spirit guides and guardian angels are going to support you. They really want to infuse you with positive energy. If you, again, going back to this self-forgiveness, throw out these old negative thoughts, and they will make room for new positive energy. And then the outcome card, and again, it really does support what Andrew's reading was, is that right now is a time for you to be alone. This doesn't mean like kick the guy to the curb. To spend time alone, get a clear understanding and what it is you really want. Again, remember, every relationship has its purpose. Be grateful for this opportunity, for introspection, for some house cleaning of your negative thoughts and old ideas that are no longer working for you. And then make the decision because it's very clear that once you do that, and once you raise the vibration by making room for positive energy, which is going to come from this self-forgiveness process, that someone much more in tune with your desires will present themselves. But again, spend too much time ruminating on why is it always all these losers, because every relationship has its purpose. And some of the worst relationships, some of the relationships that are absolutely like belong on Jerry Springer in my life, have turned out to be some of the most important relationships and taught me some of the biggest lessons and resulted in the biggest growth. And that is what the purpose of this relationship is right now, is to nudge you with respect to this self-forgiveness. So we appreciate you calling. Andrew, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here, sorry.
Is the caller still there? I think the caller dropped. Is the caller still there?
No, according to Switchboard, she dropped. Yeah. We've been having problems with that.
Well, hopefully she didn't drop because we told the truth. I mean, it's an awkward position for a reader to be in, but when the energy points to that, we would just be, you know, there's so many people who will just lie to people just so that they will hear what they want to hear, but that is just not what we're supposed, you know, that is just not what we're supposed to do. And try to do it lovingly and try to, you know, try to, we're here to make mistakes. We really are here to make mistakes. That's the purpose of us manifesting these bodies we're walking around with. I added some more time, and we're going to go to area code 315. 315, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thanks for taking my call.
Sorry about
sure.
the long hold.
Who are we speaking? Who are we speaking to?
I'm Annette from New York.
I'm sorry, say your first name again.
Annette.
Hi, Annette. Thank you for calling. How can we help you tonight?
I was wondering if you could give me a reading that concerns a gentleman that I'm doing a business deal with. His name is Tom.
Okay, hold on just one second here. Just bear with me one second.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. I am getting a positive when you first asked your question. I didn't get any. Sometimes if the situation is not a positive one, I'll get a lot. I seem to download bad information more so than I download good information. But the first card I pulled about the present situation says you are being helped. Your guides are working behind the scenes and to manifest the results that you intend, and they also say you probably don't see those results yet, but that does not mean that they are not, that they're not working. Now, the card of the immediate future, this is an interesting card because it's Daniel, the angel of marriage, and I'm assisting you right now. So, of course, we think of marriage, we think of, you know, married white dress, walking down the aisle, you know, rice throwing and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, since you're asking about a business situation, I'm going to take Daniel and the marriage card as a meeting of the mind. And then the final card that I get about the future, looking at this a little further down the line, is that the card is telling me that you have a very special gift of being able to work with people, and you're going to be able to work through. First of all, you're going to have enough intuition that you will sense when things are, when there's discord or a disconnect, and that you have a special gift for working with others. And there's nothing in these cards, or more importantly, in my stomach, that's telling me that there's going to be any problems with this. It seems that heaven clearly approves of this, and that you are you know, and it's not just heaven doing all the work. This is an opportunity that that really relies upon your uniqueness and your specialness. And the car, you know, and I'm getting the sense that this is going to work out. Andrew, what about you?
When you said about the future, I'll get to that. I did my three cards, current situation, thing coming up, and what's the advice or future coming up. Five of Swords was the current situation. This represents the Buffalo Goddess. This represents a lot of things. Usually it comes from success after loss, after things are gained. Things are renewed and come to brand new, come to fresh. It shows me that through all the travesties that you've had, probably other issues that you're trying to overcome. You've probably had other issues in this dealing that made you not so confident in this, or other losses that you had that has knocked your confidence or has tested you, but you still rised above that. And it's showing me this is going to hold true in this situation as well. The second card I've got is the Fool. That doesn't mean you're a fool. The Fool is the Divine Trickster. It's not inverted, it's right side up. So this is telling me that there are, like she said, other powers at work here that are going, that are aligning with you, that you've learned your lessons, you've grown as much as you can, and you've done good deeds in the past that you've held true. When we talk about karma, doing the right thing, the universe will reward you. What you put out will come back to you. This is it coming back to you. You may not get paid right away for some good deeds that you do. You may stick your neck out there and get messed up. Someone may betray you. That's fine. If people are going to betray you and you're being nice anyways. Because in the end, it's not between you and them. It's between you and God. In the end of the day, everything you do is between you and the divine creator. And when you need him the most, when things are needed to be supplied for your growth, you'll have it right then and there. In the same aspect, if you do bad deeds towards people, karma's going to come and get you. Things are going to fall apart when you least expect it to, or at least want it to teach a lesson. It works both ways. The third card here I got is the Three Pentacles. This is not inverted, it's right side up. In the world, you have the four major elements: earth, water, wind, fire. The Three Pentacles represents the bean. Bean, maize, tobacco, and there's one other thing. This is the sacred elements or sacred plants of the Navajo. This is telling me that a final piece is going to come into play to make everything bound. In a human being, in the earth, as us as human beings, we have earth, water, wind, fire in our human body, combined with the spirit to make us human. Here, what this is basically telling me is that all elements will fall into place. The advice is just hold on, and everything will fall into place as it should, when it should. Not saying it's not going to be easy or it's not going to be hard. Just keep in faith. Things are working with you. This is representing that pieces will fall into place as they should.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that reading. That's just right.
You're all right. Did you have anything else to add?
I just, reinforcing what you said. This doesn't mean that, there were cards that we pulled that were not particularly any, or the energies, there really weren't any. Doesn't mean that things aren't, like Andrew, I think, brought up a very good point. Doesn't mean things aren't going to go wrong, but you are going to have a toolbox to be able to, and your intuition, you're going to be able to spot those things, and you're going to be able to correct them before they can cause you harm. That's the important thing. That's not to say that it's going to, Andrew really brought that point home. It's just that you are going to have, you've done your work, and that's really, really the important thing. The most important thing, we call in for readings and we're asking about outcomes. Is this outcome is contingent on the person getting the reading, aligning their free will with the outcome? If we give a reading and then you go and do the exact opposite, heaven and nature can not compensate for free will. Free will is very powerful, and but it's clearly, and it's just a really important thing for everyone to remember, not just the caller here, is that the outcome is contingent on us using our free will to manifest what we want. We can't call in, ask for something, and then not do, and then use our free will to do some, use our free will to do something else. But it does, you said, so please call back again and let us know how it goes. And we appreciate you calling in. I'm going to go to the next caller, who is area code 424. Hold on one second. Oops.
Hello?
424, are you there?
Hi, I am.
How are you doing today?
Thanks for calling in. Who are we speaking to?
I'm doing well. This is Jordana.
I thought it was you, Jordana. How are you doing?
Hi. It is. I'm doing well. I can't really complain. The heat wave is like crazy. I'm in Chicago, and the heat is insane.
I know. It was actually 91 degrees here in East Tennessee, and it didn't rain for once. I was shocked.
Yeah, well, when I walk outside, I feel like it's raining, because when you walk outside, you're like drenched in sweat, and it's so
That's
gross.
When you wish it was raining.
Exactly. I'm like, is this really happening? But, you know, it's better than being negative 20, so...
True.
Yeah, the east down here in Florida, 91, is balmy.
The best side to this, I always have to tell people about weather. It can only get so cold. It can only get so dark. Cold isn't cold. It's just the absence of heat. Dark isn't really dark. It's just the absence of light. Now, in heat, you can keep getting hotter and hotter and hotter and brighter and keep on going and going and going. Cold can only go so far. Once you're dark, you're dark. You don't get any darker. So you can look at it that way. You can either keep getting colder. It'll stop sooner or later. The heat will just keep going, though.
Yeah, that's true. Well, at least there's, you know, a good invention called air conditioning.
Well, I do remember I've read for you a few times. How can we help you today? What's on your mind?
Okay, well, I'm just wondering. My boyfriend and I have definitely had our ups and downs, and it's due to, you know, a business situation that's actually being taken care of by Friday, so I'm excited for that. I'm just wondering if you see us being able to repair everything and, you know, get back on track.
So basically, that business dealings got in between your emotional involvement.
That is...
An understatement.
That's an understatement. Like, in between? No, it's... And it's not even the money or the financial. It's the commitment of it.
Yeah.
And because it was delayed, he said that he had trust issues. And once it's done, he's not going to have trust issues. But he turned into a very angry person throughout this whole situation. So I really just want to get back on track with him, and I'm wondering when you are seeing that happening, or if you are, or what's going to happen after this is done on Friday. Just some guidance.
Are you involved in this business decision, or is it just your boyfriend who's there on his side?
Yes and no. I am one of the investors, but after this is done, like, I am no longer involved. So, like, I'm not in the day-to-day business because I own my own business, and I could never take that on.
I think we talked about this before. It was ups and downs. I think it was supposed to settle out. It looks like it settled out. There's some more coming. As an investor, you have no day-to-day business with this. It's the trust issues.
Right.
It's not with you. It's with other people, and he's bringing that in?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what you need to do. I'm then going to pull my cards back off. Emotionally back off. If he's emotionally backing off and taking that trust issues and focusing it onto you, I talk about karma. Show him that you're hurting. Show him he's betrayed you, or
you're
hurting.
Oh, no, I am. I don't continue to communicate with him. Like, in fact, this is what I have said, is I said, let's not talk until this is done later in the week. And then he calls me, and, you know.
Hold to your ground. This goes back to what we said. I read for you on this maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, last time actually had called in. The ball is still in your court. You have your ducks in a row. And he has to make that choice to ignore that business issue and not focus it on you. It is like he blew up and you're taking the shrapnel from it. You've done the right thing by backing up, saying, hey, get your emotions straight. You're not dragging me down with you. I'm fine. I got my ducks in a row. If he's going to allow that business issue to influence your relationship, do what you've done. Break it off, or not break it off, but take a step back. Say, you fix your emotional stuff on your own. I'm right. I know I'm right. I'm healthy. Don't bring me down with you. You have the
right.
Well,
no, and I did do that. And I did do that. And I think more or less, I'm just wondering what's going to happen, or what do you see happening with us after this is done on Friday? Because that is when it's going to be completed.
It's if he said everything's going to be hunky-dory after his complaint and it's done, it's settled, I'm here to tell you I'm not going to break the cards out. I'm being told it's going to be a while to repair that emotional issue. Even on his end, because if he's taken such an emotional jab to the heart over this issue,
yeah.
I'm going to just imagine someone stuck you with a knife, and that knife is going to be in there until this business is done. Well, when the business is done, they pull the knife out. Is he healed automatically? No.
No. Well, and that's what I was going to ask. Is it going to be on his part or my part? Because,
you
know, I'm coming through with everything, and I feel like when this is done, he has a lot of apologizing to do, because the things he has said to me over the past few days, I would never say to my worst enemy. They're just horrible.
It's his. It's his end. And then you have the right to make the choice to either take him back, accept his apology, because don't let this pain and hurt fester with you either. That's the point of forgiveness.
No, I won't. I won't. I don't like that negative energy. I want an apology, and then I can move on. And that's just how I am.
Yeah, here's the thing. The strength that the apology is going to be in, you're going to make the decision later if it's good enough to accept that pain or let it fester. The thing about forgiveness is to make peace with the pain and forgive it and let it go. But it doesn't necessarily mean you forgive and welcome that person back into your life. I see this a lot with people. Give them a little more time to think, make sure, I mean, I'm not trying to be mean, but I'll say this to anyone. If they've trespassed upon you and betrayed you or took your emotions and threw it away, make him prove himself 10 times more worthy the next time, because he's already let you down once again, or he's already done something to dishonor you. What's to say they cannot or will not do it again when something like this comes down the road? It's not healthy for you. And I would say this to him, the shoe is on the other foot.
Yeah. Now, do you see him doing that? Is he going to try to...
As far as intentionally hurting you or letting it come to you again, I'm not seeing past the fact that this is going to take a little time for him to heal through the emotional pains he's gone through. It's not going to be a quick fix overnight, but I do see an increase of steadiness as far as, honey, I'm sorry, you know, this is all going. Once he sees other things going, then he realized that he basically exploded on you and you had no cause for it, he's going to recognize that.
Right.
At the same time, I'm going to urge you caution, because even though he's improving, saying he's sorry, doesn't mean there's something not there that's not bugging him that's further past in this point. I'm getting past this business thing. I'm going a little bit back on him, that his trust issues stems far from this business dealing.
Oh, they do.
It was just,
they do. I can already assure you of that.
This was just a feather on the camel's back that broke it. That's all this was. Now your job, or his job, is to go back into his past, emotionally release those pains that were stacked on by this business dealing. Because if he says, okay, this business is done, that was my issue, no, I'm sorry, I'm telling you, it's not. Something else is going to flare up.
No, and I know that. Yeah, I know that's not where this all is. Like, he's using that almost as a scapegoat, you know?
Then you can be the bigger person saying, honey, I love you, but there's issues going on. If you want to work on it, I'll be here at your side to help you. But you also have the choice to not be there to protect your own emotional involvement.
Right.
But to answer your question, it will be an increased improvement over time, but you're going to have to give it that time. Assert to him, hey, what you did was wrong. I did nothing to you to deserve this vulgar language or this hatred you posted.
Yeah.
And I will not stand for it. Be firm.
Well,
stand
especially
your ground.
Because it's my birthday this weekend.
Oh,
I feel like on Sunday, it's my 25th birthday, which is I think it's a milestone for me, you know, because I'm 25. And so this is going to be done on Friday. So for me, I normally do not put expectations, but I'm kind of like, listen, we're not going to be together on my birthday, like physically, because I'm traveling, but you better do something. Especially since everything's going to be done.
Oh, no, I agree.
You
I mean,
know?
It's your 25th birthday. You should have the right to go out and
like,
have fun.
Send me flowers or something. Like, you better apologize or something, because this is, you know, it's just not okay.
Oh, my advice, I have to say, I'm not saying you're going to do this, but God, I see this way too much around here. Don't go hanging out with someone he doesn't like just to piss him off. Please don't do that.
Oh, no, I would never do that. Like, that's just not me. I don't see that.
I'm not saying that's you. I'm just saying I've seen it from other people. I just want to throw that out there as a tidbit. Just take it like that.
No, I would never do that because I don't want to add fuel to the fire.
So, like I said, I've read for you for a couple times. I've gotten to know you at the show, and you seem to have a pretty good head on your shoulders for where you are in your life, so keep it up. You know, please call us back again. Let us know how everything's doing, as you have been doing. It's great to hear from you. Do you have anything else, Amy?
Yeah. No, I mean, really, my cards and the energy really just reiterate the same thing. You're coming into a period where you need to just scream, time perfect with your birthday and everything. Time out, stop taking care of everyone else's needs and put your needs first. You can put your needs first by just being very clear about what's acceptable and unacceptable behavior. And you are, you know, the cards and also from getting to know you, because you call in, you're coming into a period of great empowerment. You're coming into a period of great empowerment where you're going to, you know, you've always been a powerful persona, but it comes different times in our life when we know how to use that to our advantage, and sometimes we know how to use it to our advantage, you know, and the disadvantage of others, but you're coming into a period of great empowerment, and it's all going to be abundantly clear to this person that they are going to have to, and this wound thing and these trust issues are they're not even of this lifetime. They are it's like a generational curse thing on him. And he can let go of it. He can let go of it and he can move, you know, and move away from it, or he can continue to use it as a weapon of mass destruction. The choice is his. But the good news is you're going to be sending these clear signs that I'm not putting up with this anymore, you know. There's a million sad stories, you know. There's some stories that are very, very sad, and you know they go on for generations and generations, and they just become so embedded in our DNA. They're hard to let go of because we're not sure who we will be without that. But the good news is, and I think Andrew really hit this home, is that you're coming into a period of time where it's going to be very clear to him that it's not going to work. It's not going to work anymore. And
I agree.
You are going to be an important lesson in his life.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks
good to hear
for calling in.
Thanks.
We don't even have to tell you to call back because we will talk. I'm just going to say we will talk again soon. So good luck.
I know,
and happy
we will.
Birthday, Jordana. Happy birthday. Quarter of a
thank
century.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, now we have 12 minutes left, even with the more extended time, and I'm going to area code 253. Are you there?
Hello?
253? Hello?
Hello?
This is 253? Hi,
yes.
Can you hear us?
Yes.
Hi, can
who
you
are
hear
we
me?
Speaking
to?
Uh-huh. This is Becky.
Oh, Becky. This is Becky. This is Becky, and how I don't even know our area code. Becky, I just have to tell you, Andrew, Becky and I are soul sister widows in arms, and Becky is my hero because she is a courageous, she is so courageous. She goes out and, you know, and moves forward. So I'm going to let you, Becky, get a reading from Andrew because I wouldn't be reading. I would just be...
You know her. There's
opinion.
No point.
But Becky's just so amazing because, I mean, I have to say, so many widows, we talk about holding on to this stuff, we'll just act like they were the victims of a crime. And it is very sad, and there is a time to grieve, and some of the grief lasts forever. But Becky's just so courageous. She dates, and she expands her horizons and, you know, has just really been working hard. So I'm just going to let Andrew I'm just going to let Andrew read for you.
Okay.
What's going on today, Becky?
Nothing much. I just want to see what you see, what's coming in my life.
All right. Simple three card. I was just getting the cards going up as she was just talking a little bit about you singing your praise, basically. Hold on one second. Feel very mellow energy, very relaxed. I mean, aside from the pains and everything that you have, even though if you're going through a traumatic time in your life, if you've got a hold on it and an acknowledgement and knowing how to do it, your energy can still be very mellow, very less disruptive, where if everyone knows that I have had a child pass away on me at 6 months, and I didn't handle it, and my whole entire life was in shambles. And I was active duty military. Last place to have really personal problems, especially when you're an NCO and responsible for other soldiers. I could not do my job because I was expected to be there for my troops. I was taken out of my job place and lost my command in my section because I had such a serious problem. Which is understandable, but what I'm
right.
trying to get is that even though you have that problem, that emotional weight, you still have a hand on. So that's telling me that your energy is very fluid, very, very fluid, very emotive to me, meaning you got to control and you're carrying on doing what you got to do, still dealing with the issues.
Right.
Okay. The three cards I got, the first one. As the Emperor, this was not inverted, right side up. The Emperor is your current position as you're being very well guided. You're listening to the man, the spiritual man above you. You recognize who's in charge over all of us, and you also recognize on a physical plane where you fall in this world. You're on your path. Not that anyone's really over you. It's just that you understand the difference between wisdom and knowledge. Wisdom is knowing what to say. Knowledge is knowing when to listen. Here, this is telling me that you're very in tune with yourself and you listen to the divine beings, the boss ahead of you, and you trust your gut to guide you in your hard times. This is what the Emperor is showing me. Once again, this is right side up. The only other thing that's probably in your way, and this really isn't an issue, this is basically what's probably blocking you as to what you're wondering what's going on, is that I'm getting a hermit.
Yeah, it is. I don't get out much lately.
No, I mean, if you're curious, I will take a picture of this card. It says the Hermit. The Hermit is the wayfarer, a knowledgeable, a very wise creature that lives between the physical plane and the spiritual plane, and a practice of among medical knowledge of healing, stuff like that. Basically, when I get this card, it usually speaks to me, okay, this is probably a loner. 9 times out of 10, it's that way. Sometimes it's not. If it's inverted, they're not a loner. They just got way too many people around them. They need to disconnect. But here it's
right
side up. Show me it's up. You're in the middle plane with yourself. This is where the fluid energy comes. You're kind of just riding the waves of the ocean. And where you're staying by yourself, being a hermit, it's not saying that you're alone a lot. Yeah, okay. You stay in a lot. But you found a balance in that. You find solitude, you find peace in your solitude, where you learn to be quiet. You're listening to that divine speaking, that your intuition, and it's guiding you. That's where you find peace and truth. A lot of people
right.
hate being alone, being quiet, because they find the truth, and they're really afraid of it.
Well, see,
a lot
I'm
of people
alone that, more now because, I work for the school district. So this last month, you know, once school's out, I mean, I'm a very social person. But now that I'm not having to get up and go to work every day, I tend to be at home a lot. You know, my kids are older, so they come and go, and they have their social life. So.
And you actually find peace in it. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
I'm alone a lot too myself. I hardly ever get out. I mean, I go to school now, and I have classmates, a wonderful school. I love the school. I mean, I was just talking about it a little bit ago, and I don't know if you're actually listening at that point.
Yeah, I was.
But I do keep to myself a lot. I'm at school, I try to be quiet, but then I break out of my shell and I might say something every once in a while just to pitch in my 2 cents. But I'm more of a comfortable person to sit back, listen, and enjoy the conversation, what's being said. Okay, the third card. This is the King of Chalice. This is showing me, I believe this is the deer. Hold on, let me listen to this one because this is very quiet. This is usually a good thing when the advice or future card's quiet. This old saying, no news is good news. So you're heading on track. There's really not much to be aware of. If you're on the right track and everything's going good, may not hear or see anything coming up. If I hear something very, very loud in your future, I'll hit on this card for a while because I want to make sure I cover everything. It's not really telling me much.
Well, do you see anything on relationships?
this actually, the King of Chalice has to do with it. I know this card. It's just the picture represents the deer. I'm just trying to listen to what it's telling me. It's very, very, very faint.
Right.
Oh, dear.
Well, Sam, I'm supposed to meet someone that we've been talking for 2 years, but we've never met in person, and I'm supposed to meet him very soon.
Okay, well, this explains why I was hearing mercy and gentleness. That would explain that. Very quiet. I had to sit there and listen. That's why I was quiet for a second. What I was saying just a second ago, the deer, it's telling me mercy, gentleness, beauty. Basically, the horns is something that shows me that it goes back in the spring. It's representing the springtime for me. Recall structures. Also has to do, I'm getting tree life and rebirth, nature. You're going to go into changes soon. You're gonna find something, rebirth, redefine yourself. So this tells me of gentleness, beauty, and mercy. Those I can pick towards a connection, a new connection, be friendship, reestablished connection with a long-lost friend. So if you've met someone, as of right now, what the energy's telling me, go with it. It's fluid. There's nothing blocking, nothing to worry about. Even if you go to meet him soon and meet up with him, just go with it. Let things go as they have been. Just go with the flow. And from what I'm getting here, I think this gentleman's well off for himself. You're not worried about having to support him, and he's not worried about having to support you.
Right.
Financially wise. When you're in a relationship, you're always supporting each other emotionally. That's what's required in a relationship, trust and communication.
Yeah.
But there will be that bridge between you two that it's more of an emotional standpoint supporting, more than, okay, we're dating, we're together, and, oh, I have to take care of you. Okay, I can do that because I care. That's not going to be the issue here. That's not going to be the basis of the issue. Not saying it might come later down the road, but your love and connection and trust be established way before anything else comes into it. And in my opinion, that makes it a whole lot easier. If you're both standing on your feet and then something happens to one of you and you need that physical worldly support of finances or monetary support, it makes it easier to trust that person and bring them in and help them once that love and connection is there. You'll have that.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Well, I would ask if Amy had anything else to add, but seeing how you two know each other, this is why I don't.
No, I'm going to skip because we've got 3 minutes. I can tell Becky whatever I think. It's just hard, you know, hard to read people that you know.
Well, it's not that. It's the fact that
we have one more.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I just want to add. The reason why we don't read for people that we know really well, because there's really no point because you know them. Everything you're going to tell them, you probably already know through another way. So it doesn't validate the reading, so I don't even bother reading my close friends and family. They ask me, it's like, there's no point, I know you.
Well,
I just want to touch on someone
listening. And I will say that I know her, and everything you said was very spot on. But we've got 2 minutes and 35 seconds left, and we have one last caller, 610. And I just want to make sure, because they've been holding patiently, that we can at least give he or she a quick reading. So 610, are you there? 610?
They might be on hold. The board says they're still there.
Yeah, 610. Maybe they stepped away. Well, hopefully I'll leave their mic open unless 610 pops on. But, Andrew, as usual, it was great sharing the stage with you. You are just such a talented reader. And every time we get together, I learn something new about you. I'm so sorry to hear about the loss of your child, but I can so understand how debilitating that it must have been. There, it really isn't, I do a lot of grief work with people, and there really is just nothing that compares to the loss of a child. So I just pray that, you know, time has retailed some of the rawness of it. But you're just so talented, and I just so enjoy the energy, and I so enjoy sharing these Wednesday night episodes with you. So for everyone else who has been listening, I'll let Andrew close us out.
I just want to thank everyone for coming, and I just got confirmation I will be going on to our Canadian network this Friday at 2 p.m. If you're in the chat room, they'll show the Air One radio information. I'm not too familiar with it, but it'll be 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I will be broadcasting on Canadian radio stations this Friday. So if you want to Skype in, listen in, get in that information, happy to have you as a guest and listen along.
Fabulous, fabulous. Well, congratulations, and I'm sure that Canada will be as appreciative as we are here stateside. So it's been another great night, and I think that Misty, who mans the chat room, and Jan, who Jan and Becky have been longtime listeners, and the little man is telling me I've got 10 seconds, and that means we've got now 4. So I'm going to say goodnight, and Andrew, thank you so much again. I'm going to make sure to listen to you on Air One Radio, and we'll see everybody next Wednesday night at 9 o'clock here on Psychics Gone Wild. So thank you all. Good night.
Have a good night. Bye.